The content shared on Your Life, Your Wealth Network reflects the views of the host and guests of the program only and are not necessarily the views of Cordasco Financial Network or its advisors. This media production is educational in nature and should not be construed as financial, legal, or tax advice or a solicitation or presentation of sale of any financial products or services. Please consult a professional prior to making any financial, tax, or legal decision.
Welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth Network, helping you find clarity and comfort for your life and wealth. Now, here's your host, financial advisor and CEO of Cordasco Financial Network, Steve Cordasco.
Hey, welcome to the Your Life, Your Wealth show. I am John Walker, Director of Business Development at Cordasco Financial Network, sitting in for Steve Cordasco. Today, I'm joined by Jim Tate, CPA and part of our advisory team here at Cordasco Financial Network. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. Good to be here with you. We're missing Steve, but it's great to be here.
Absolutely. And so today, Jim, we're going to talk about a subject that we address a lot, and it's really in the news a lot, and it's something that most people are familiar with. There's certainly a lot of concern around the rising cost of healthcare. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about that and an opportunity that folks may have to take advantage of that might help mitigate some of that cost or manage through some of the cost of healthcare.
So the best ways to deal with it.
Exactly. And so today we're going to talk a little bit about HSAs, health savings accounts, and some of what they may do to help you manage the cost of healthcare. So, Jim, I know we talk about this in the office a lot. There's certainly something that we see some value in. And so maybe it's helpful if we just start talking a little bit about why, what value they bring in helping manage this cost.
Even before you talk about spending, healthcare, the cost and spending, we should just talk about a basic why that's at a higher level. It's any time you can take money that you earn, have it avoid being taxed, and then spend it without it ever being taxed, you've done a good thing.
Right.
So that's where we go. We like to say, if there's a vehicle that we can spend dollars that aren't taxed, that's really good. Health savings accounts are such a vehicle. And how to utilize them and get to that is what we'll address.
Yeah, absolutely, right? So you touch on a good point. We are always looking at the most efficient ways to help people manage their money. And this is one mechanism that allows that. And you talk about the tax advantages of it. And then specifically with an HSA, I know we'll get into this, it allows you to contribute pre-tax to a vehicle that then allows you to let it grow tax deferred. And in this specific case, unique a little bit to HSAs is that it allows you to then spend that money on qualified healthcare expenses without paying taxes anywhere along the way.
That's correct. That's a big deal. There aren't a lot of vehicles that actually give you that full advantage.
Right.
And also when you talk about the cost of healthcare, but there's a cost to health insurance. You can also use your HSA for certain health insurance premiums. Not all, but there are certain qualified premiums that you could use your HSA for.
Just another added benefit, right?
Another added benefit.
And a huge cost for many folks. And we find this when we're doing retirement planning for people. The biggest concern most people have is the, how am I going to afford health insurance? And what is that going to look like? And for many folks, it's their number one light item through retirement, or the number one obstacle that keeps them from retiring maybe when they want. This might be a mechanism or a tool that could help give you some means to get through some of those transition phases.
Yes, it could. When you say a health savings account, I'd like to use one. Well, how do you get there? How does it work? What do you do? So you need a high deductible health insurance account.
Which is important to note because not everyone is able to have one of those.
Right.
It has to be something you're eligible to qualify for.
There's rules around what makes a health insurance plan a high deductible account. But these days, when we talk about the cost of premiums and the deductibles and the amount that you have to spend first on your insurance coverage, a lot more plans are, in fact, high deductible plans. So with that in mind, the utilization of a health savings account enhances the amount that you can take of your pay and not have that subject to tax. So typically an employee will contribute to his health insurance based on some choices that his employer offers, and that contribution that is required for the employee to pay for insurance is pre-tax. You don't have to pay tax on that. It comes out before your taxable income is calculated. Same thing with an HSA. So when you make a selection for what health insurance plan you're going to use, some of those will allow you to qualify for an HSA. And understanding that will help you make the decision about which plan to choose and how the HSA complements that.
So I think what I'm hearing is that it's really important that you understand and review your options when you're in that open enrollment, right, is really important to talk to your benefits consultant or the person at HR who can help guide you through what your options
are.
Or us, right? And we can look at it with you, right? Great point. But it's important to know, even if your employer doesn't offer what would be deemed a high deductible plan or coded that or called that, you may still be eligible to take advantage of an HSA.
Right. The employer may pay the entire cost, and you may say, well, since he's paying for it, I don't know if I should choose a plan with a higher deductible. Well, in fact, he may also be paying for the HSA on your behalf. And all of those things are worth analysis during the open enrollment period to determine which is the best option for you.
And I think that's an important thing you just raised. Not only do you have the opportunity to contribute and put your own money into an HSA, many folks have their employer putting their money into your HSA.
That's
correct. So it's similar, I guess, not the same, but similar and relatable to like a 401k match, right? They are contributing the business's money into a pre-tax plan for you.
Indeed it is. And it's a little different than a 401k in that when you withdraw money from your 401k, it's going to be subject to income tax someday at whatever rate you have when you retire. But as long as you use the money that goes into this HSA for qualified expenses, it will never be subject to income tax.
Which is a tremendous benefit.
So even if we think this through a little bit, John, when we say, geez, just buy me the best and the most expensive plan if you're paying the bill. Well, that's good, but at the end of next year, we have another choice that we're going to deal with. However, if you say, I think I'll take an HSA and a high deductible plan, there's a good chance if you're healthy, you will never spend your HSA money.
Right.
So you walk away at the end of the year, your employer paid all your bills, and you're sitting there with as much as $7,000 or $8,000 in an HSA account that you get to keep ad infinitum. Without paying taxes.
And so it's a good distinction you raise, because unlike what many folks may be familiar with, which are called FSAs, right, flexible spending accounts, they have some limitations where you have to spend down that money at the end of the year.
Yeah, you can carry over a little bit, but generally speaking, whatever you choose, and you got to choose this a year ahead of time, whatever you choose, you have to spend next year on these qualified expenses. HSA, you get to keep the money, and as long as you keep it in this qualified, quotation marks, account that's your health savings account, it's there for you to use for these expenses even after you're no longer employed, whether it's retired, whether it's a different job. And theoretically, if you stay healthy and work for 20 years, you can have all or a significant amount of your future medical expenses sitting in an account covered, so that maybe you could retire when you're 62 instead of waiting till you get to Medicare, because you could pay the bills with the money that you've managed to save and set aside. And once again, let's just, while we're extrapolating, how much tax did you save by not paying tax on $160,000 worth of income? That's $8,000 a year for 20 years. If
somehow you
stay healthy for
reasonable.
20 years,
it's not an unreasonable
number. You get that
number
in there. It doesn't even grow. You got it sitting there. If it didn't come through your W-2 and you're in the 25% tax bracket, you save $40,000 in income taxes. And you're sitting there with enough money to pay your health insurance to get you through to Medicare for a window of time. So it has very significant capacity to be valuable.
And Jim, that doesn't even, as you said, account for the fact that you can invest it, that it can grow. So just off the bat, right, a tremendous opportunity if you're eligible to contribute to something like this. It can really, really pay dividends down the line with helping manage through the high cost of healthcare.
Yes, absolutely.
So one of the things that you mentioned as well, it's transportable, right? So like you can move it.
Better than transportable, it's yours. You get to keep it. Once it goes into the account, it belongs to you. It's no longer the employer's money or the money in the fund that you have access to. It's not like insurance coverage. It is your money. And again, if you stay healthy and can carry this over, you can grow it and you can subsequently use it for insurance premiums that you're inevitably going to face. Even Medicare has premiums.
Right. So when we're talking about Medicare, supplementals, some of the coverage that's available once you get into that phase of life, this can be used to help defray that cost.
That's correct. And there are limitations. So there's certain Medicare, Medigap coverages that you can't use this money for. But again, that's why we're here. As long as you stay within the terms, you can. And that's another thing. If you can start with an HSA at a younger age, that serves you well. Because once you're on Medicare, you can't have an HSA. You can't contribute to an HSA.
Right.
You can continue to own one that you've already put money into, but you cannot put any more money into an HSA once you're on Medicare. So theoretically, that could be age 65. If you're still working, you may be able to delay it for a little bit of time. Once you go in Social Security or start collecting Social Security, you cannot contribute to an HSA. So there's a few touchy things that you want to work around, and there's a few teasers that people will possibly discourage you from using it, saying, well, this deductible, you may have to pay it, but if you think about in your specific situation, if you're healthy, these things are very powerful.
And so it's really important for people to understand that we don't often equate choosing your medical insurance as a part of your financial planning. We focus so much on investments and returns and how you're going to get there and accumulating wealth, but this has powerful impact. And if it's something that you're eligible for, you need to assess that and get guidance around it so you're making a good decision, because it can be a part of a comprehensive retirement plan and be a really useful mechanism down the line for really tax-advantaged assets to help mitigate the cost of health insurance.
And it has limitations. So we don't want to think, geez, wouldn't it be great if I could get $1 million in my HSA? You can't. The limitation each year is $3,500 for an individual and $7,000 for a family. And if you're over a certain age, I think it's 55, you can put an extra $1,000 into that. So again, I threw out 20 years. Generally speaking, that would be a long time. So 20 times $8,000 is not the kind of savings that you're doing for your retirement. It's not like your 401k. We want you to start early. That sits there, that grows. This you may actually even have to use. But when we look at it, even if it's in the window from, say, age 55 to 62, if you get 7 years and can get $50,000 into an HSA account and maybe stay healthy and not have to spend that money, and again, you don't have to use your HSA, you can literally pay those deductibles yourself. Having this vehicle, having this savings, its ability to grow, your ability to spend it, again, on things like insurance premiums is definitely a planning tool that we think is a big deal.
Absolutely. Jim, thank you so much for joining us and spending some time talking about this. If you've heard what we've shared and it has some meaning to you, or if you have questions about it, want some clarity around how an HSA could fit in your financial plan, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out at asksteve@cfnplan.com or give us a call at 215-558-3500. 3500. Jim, thanks for your expertise as always.
Thanks, John. Good to be here. Good to talk about some of the fun stuff we deal with day in and day out.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to learn more about what we do at the Cordasco Financial Network to help clients with questions like this and anything else relating to their financial plan, please don't hesitate to reach out at asksteve@cfnplan.com. That's asksteve@cfnplan.com. Or give us a call at the office at 215-558-3500. Thanks again for listening to the Your Life, Your Wealth show. I'm John Walker, sitting in for Steve Cordasco. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network. If you're interested in learning more about applying the principles we discuss to your personal financial circumstances, please visit Cordasco Financial Network at cfnplan.com or call our office at 215-558-3500. We hope you'll join us again next time on the Your Life, Your Wealth Network.